Okay, let's begin the third parak of Challah. The Mishnah says, Ochlan Arai, we can eat Arai, we can eat in a temporary way, we can eat in a casual way, Min Ha'isa, from the dough, Ad Shedizgalgal B'chitim, until it has been, literally that would mean rolled, until it has been mixed well with the wheat, Usatamtim B'sa'orim, and until it has been, until she has done Timtum with barley. What does that mean? So what that means is as follows. We discussed when it comes to grain, once you've processed it in a significant way, once you've done a gemar malacha, some completion, some sort of a completing activity in the process, when you are processing grain, it becomes chayv in trumas and maisvus, right? So we said for, let's say for wheat, you harvest the wheat from the ground, you bring it into the silo, you thresh it, after you thresh it, you winnow it, and after you winnow it, everything is left in a pile, and you pile up all the kernels, and then once you have this great big pile of kernels, you level it off at the top. That's called meiruach. That's the standard gemar malacha for grain. That is like the completing activity. That is a significant completion for the processing of grain. And once you do that, now it's chayiv. You are chayiv to take off chumas and maasos, which means that once grain has a chiyuv to have chumas and maasos taken off from that, so what do we call that grain before you take off chumas and maasos? We call that tevel. And if a person were to eat from that grain, that would be, they would be chayv misa bidei shemayim, right? Not chayv misa bidei adam, they'd be chayv misa bidei shemayim. So when you eat, when something has a status of tevel, if you eat it, you're chayv misa bidei shemayim. So similarly, we said that when it comes to dough, well, once you make a dough, you're chayv to take off challah. Challah is a kind of truma, which means that before you take off the challah, it's considered to be tevel. The dough, that whole dough that you made is a kind of tevel with respect to challah. It is an unfinished thing. You have not taken off challah yet, and so therefore you're not allowed to eat from it. So the question is, at what point, when you are making a dough, does it now become chayv and challah? Does it now, is there now a status of tevel in that dough, such that if you'd eat from that dough, you'd be chayv misa b'tei shemayim? So the Mishnah says, and the way that you can, that is characterized, is by the fact that you can eat from it in an arai fashion. In other words, until something has that status, you are allowed to eat, until a dough or until anything has a grain has a status of tevel, you are allowed to eat from it in an arai fashion, in a temporary, casual way, not in a more permanent, more formal way. So the Mishnah tells us you are allowed to eat arai from a dough. Until she rolls it, until she mixes it well with wheat. Meaning to say, once she kneads the dough made out of wheat flour, once she kneads that water and flour very well, now it becomes chayv and challah. Same thing for sa'orim. Timtim is a lashon of like blocking up. That's just because the barley flour doesn't mix in the same way that wheat flour does with water. And so the way that she's going to make that dough is not so much like through Gilgal, but it's going to be by packing everything together. Just because the water and the barley flour don't mix in the same way that they do, that wheat flour and water do. So in other words, you are allowed to eat arai, you are allowed to eat in a temporary, casual way from a dough, until she has done Gilgal with wheat flour, or until she has done Timtum with barley flour. In other words, once she has done Gilgal with wheat flour, or once she has done Timtum with barley flour, the dough now has a status of tevel, and you would have to take off challah, and you are not allowed to eat from that dough in an arai fashion. So that's why the second part of the Mishnah says, Gilgal b'chitim, once she has done Gilgal with wheat flour, the timtuma b'sa'orim, and once she has done the timtum with barley flour, ha'ochum imen, if a person would eat from the dough that she made, chayv misa, he would be liable misa. Now, what do we mean when we say misa? What do we mean that you're chayv death? It doesn't mean misa b'dei adam, again, just like for grains, but it does mean we're going to give this guy capital punishment. It means he'd be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. A kadosh baruch who's going to go after him. Kiven she'ino sendes esamayim, once she puts the water in to the flour, she's beginning the kneading process, magbaz chalasa, she lifts up her challah. What that means is that it's true. The primary mitzvah of hafrashas challah is once she completes making the dough. Just like any gemar malacha, once you complete making the grain, once you complete making the dough, that's when there's a chiv of taking off the relevant matanos, let's say truma or challah, for which is a kind of truma. So even so, though, Chazal encourage her to take off challah earlier than that point, before she completes making the dough entirely, before she finishes the kneading process. Why is that? Because Chazal didn't want her waiting until the dough has been sitting for a while and is already fully kneaded, because we're nervous that maybe the dough is going to become tummy. And of course, if the dough becomes tummy, then the challah is tummy. We don't want the challah to be tummy. We discussed that in the past. Okay, now, ubavach lo yeheh sham chameshes revayim kamach. But provided, in other words, she can take off challah earlier on than when the dough is fully completed, provided that there is not there 5/4 of flour. What do we mean whenever we say revayim in this mesechta so far? Is that we're talking about quarters in terms of a kav. That one, provided there are not there 5/4 a kav of flour. And what that means is, we discussed before that you're not really supposed to take off challah from flour. And we discussed what would happen if you did take off challah from flour, right? Let's say you didn't mix the dough together. You just took a bag of flour and you said you took off a big cup of flour and you said, I want this to be challah. So that's a problem, right? We said that doesn't really work if you give it to the kohen. It would be gezel as far as the kohen is concerned, right? So, but over here we're talking about is that if she's mixing the dough together, well, if it's not fully mixed, that means that there's some flour left in this dough that's unmixed. So how can you take off challah from that? And the answer is, as long as there isn't 5/4 a kav of flour that's unmixed, she can take off challah already. That's what we're saying in the Mishnah. Okay, so just to summarize very briefly, the Mishnah tells us, at what point is it that the dough is considered to be a dough such that it has a status of tevel, and if it's such that if a person would eat from that dough, he'd be chayv miseh v'dei shamayim. So the Mishnah tells us, you can eat in an arai fashion from the dough, meaning to say it does not have a status of tevel, until, for wheat flour, until she does gilgal, and for barley flour, until she does Timtum. Once she does gilgal with wheat flour, once she does timtum with barley flour, if you'd eat from that dough, you'd be chayv miseh v'dei shamayim. Even though the chiyuv of challah, the full-fledged chiyuv of challah, really is, it kicks in once she kneads the dough and does a gemar, when she does a finishing process to this dough to complete the dough, Chazal recommend that she take off challah earlier than that point, because we don't want the dough to sit, because it might become tummy. And so she can take off challah earlier than when the dough is fully formed, fully kneaded, for wheat flour, for gilgal, for barley flour, before timtum, provided though that there are not 5/4 a kav of flour that are unmixed. Okay.